Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. All right, prepare to copy. You're thinking to yourself, what does that mean? Okay, so way back in the Flintstone days, back when I was in the military, prepare to copy meant that somebody in a position of authority was planning to convey information to other people who may or may not be subordinates, or they may be superiors, or whatever. Because authority doesn't necessarily mean you're the boss. Authority means you have the podium. You have the microphone. You have whatever it is that gives you control to say, prepare to copy. And in the military, when you hear the term prepare to copy, it means you better be ready to listen to what is being told to you, because what is about to be conveyed to you is very important information. It is information that will help shape the future of whatever it is you're focused on, whether it's an operation, whether it is building up your unit, whether it is developing soldiers, it doesn't matter. Prepare to copy is a big thing in the military. So the reason I bring that up is that I want to share something with you that I think is important. Now, I'm not going to be all high and mighty and say, you got to listen to me because I know what's going on. Okay, I kind of know what's going on with real estate investing because I've been there, done that. I've made some mistakes along the way. I fixed those mistakes. I got myself a qualified education in how to invest in real estate. I surrounded myself with like-minded individuals. I've built a network of people that I work with and through. And I'll tell you what, it's been a good experience. And what I'm going to tell you now is prepare to copy, because I'm going to give you some insight as to how you can go about doing the same thing. And to be honest with you, it really doesn't matter whether you're focused on investing in real estate. What I plan to share with you today is really a skill set that, from my perspective, is extremely valuable. And it's one of those skill sets that if you put it into practice, it's going to reap some great benefits for you. But if you blow it off, if you ignore it, it's just going to sit in the corner and do nothing for you. So prepare to copy. You ready? 1,825. I say again, 1,825. So you just wrote down 1,825. And boy, if you're driving, man, I don't do this if you're driving, okay? Just keep it in your head. So what am I getting at? What is the representation of 1825 all about? Am I referring back to a time in history in America, or maybe in Europe, or maybe in the Middle East? No, I'm not backwards thinking. I'm actually forwards thinking. You see, 1825 is actually the number of days in a five-year period. Okay, now granted, there are leap years involved. So, you know, if you're thinking about 5 years from now, then, and you want to be concerned about that one or maybe two leap years that might occur, okay, add two more days. I'll give you that bonus. Take those 2 days. But 1825 is a very significant number, because in my experience in the military, many of the things that we do are based on that number. That number represents a forward-looking approach to whatever it is we're doing. See, in the military, we're all taught, at least in the leadership ranks, to do things based on a five-year plan. And that five-year plan is always a projection of where we want to be 5 years from now. And there's a ton of things that like pour into the formulation of those plans. Yeah, trust me. The Department of Defense has a lot of people on the payroll that do nothing but focus on five-year projections, five-year plans, five-year goals and objectives that are set. And it's a very important component of the individual planning process. And many decisions that are made within the military structure are based on the five-year plan. Now, we don't do everything based on 5 years from now. Because 5 years, I mean, let's be honest. 5 years, that's a couple days away, right? Well, it's actually 1,825 days away. And a lot can change in the operating environment in 5 years. But the reason we focus on that five-year objective is because it's related to the vision that our country has with regards to where we're going to be. And in the military concept, 5 years is actually the right amount of time to determine where the Army should be in 5 years, where the Navy should be in 5 years, where the Coast Guard should be, where the Marines should be, where the Air Force should be, where the Space Force should be. It's looking forward to where we're trying to get to. So 1825 is actually a very important number. And it's a number that maybe you need to think about imprinting on your mind. Because I'll tell you what, a lot can happen to you in the next 5 years. I mean, just look back. What happened to you in the last 5 years? Get in control. Write down 1825. And when we come back from the break, I'm going to get more into why you should do that.
Del Wamsley talks about buying your way back from corporate America through real estate.
A massive change in my life. My personal residence I lived in was a one-bedroom condo, cost $425 a month. This covered it. My automobile car payment was only $300 and some dollars a month. This covered it. I was buying my way back from corporate America. I could feel it.
Lifestyles Unlimited will teach you how to buy your way back from corporate America. Get in control. Get into our live online free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. So I got to ask, what's your five-year plan? Do you have one? Have you ever considered building one? Has anyone ever recommended to you that maybe that was a good idea? And if they did you immediately say, man, that sounds like a lot of work. And not only is that going to be a lot of work, it's going to make my brain hurt because I got to think about the unknown, which is called the future. Yeah, we all go through that. Trust me. You know, even when I was in the military and I would work on five-year plans for organizations, it was a lot of work, but it was important work to do. And there are some very significant benefits of having a five-year plan, whether you're an organization, whether you're an individual, it doesn't matter. There are a lot of benefits out there to creating a five-year plan. And what I'm going to recommend to you is that you take the time to formulate a five-year plan. And what I'm going to do on today's show is give you some insights, some ideas as to how you can go about doing that. Now, I think it's really important to start off by saying that, you know, there are some benefits for doing this, because if you don't understand what the benefits are, you're probably not going to pursue it. I mean, think about it. You know, if there's not something in it for you, why would you waste your time with it? So here's some of the benefits that I came up with. Now, these are not all-inclusive. I'm not trying to say, okay, these are the 7 or 10 or 12 things that are benefits of a five-year plan. I'm just going to give you some ideas, and I'm going to let you run with them. So the first thing that comes to mind to me is that a five-year plan really gives you the opportunity to create focus on what your priorities are. You know, where do you want to be in 5 years? What does that look like for you? You're going to be 5 years older. Trust me, that's going to happen. So you got to think about, okay, well, what if I'm 30 years old today? What does the age 35 look like for me? And what do I want to accomplish by the time I reach the age of 35? I mean, it's just an example. You know, another benefit of five-year planning is it gives you the opportunity to say no to things that won't help you reach your goals. Have you ever been bogged down at work, working on a project or a task or something for management, and you kind of go, why am I doing this? How does this fit into the big picture? How does this move the organization forward? Or how does this move my unit forward? Or how does this benefit me as an employee? We've all experienced that. But when you control your own five-year plan, you can eliminate that noise. You really can, because you can say, I'm going to do this, but if I do this, how does it affect where I'm trying to get to? So maybe you get to a point where you go, maybe I don't do this. Maybe I do that instead. I know, very generic, but very powerful. A five-year plan can show you where you need to make changes along the way and what's possible. Yeah, I mean, you can change things. I mean, you can say, in 5 years, I want to do X. And as you pursue that plan, you may reflect back and say, okay, well, maybe it's X plus 2. Maybe that's where I need to be. So that five-year plan is going to help you understand where change is needed. And it also shows you, along that same lines, what is possible for your future. Because if you're just going through life, getting up, having breakfast, drinking coffee, trying to get dressed, take your shower, whatever you're going to do. Well, you take the shower before you get dressed normally, right? Get in the car. Well, we don't get in the car anymore because we're all telecommuting. But you pour your life into your work. And then when you're done pouring your life into your work, you're exhausted and you go back to your home life and you try and rest and recover and get ready for the next day. It can be very overwhelming. And sometimes you might get to a point where you say, man, is this all there is in life? Is this all there is for me? But if you have a personal five-year plan, it can help you to deconflict all that noise out there. It can help you to understand why you're doing what you're doing, because you have a purpose ahead of you. A five-year plan can actually motivate you, because it will give you the motivation to get to where you're trying to get to, because you're going to see that target on the wall. You're going to say, you know what? In 5 years, I want to be there. In 5 years, that's what I want to achieve. And when you get motivated about something, you start paying more attention to it. It starts becoming a more valuable component to the overall things that compete for your time. It's also going to give you a tracking mechanism, because along that five-year plan, you're going to have points where you're going to stop and reflect and see how you did. And then you'll make corrective actions as necessary, if necessary, to make sure you're staying on that five-year plan. And let's say a year goes by. So you reflect back on last year. How did that shape up for you? Well, for the majority of us, man, that last year was kind of crazy, right? I mean, things happened in our society that none of us predicted. I didn't have a pandemic as a part of my five-year plan. I really didn't. But I learned to work within the confines of that five-year plan, and I still did the things that I determined were necessary to help me achieve the goals that I set for me in that five-year period. Yeah, and trust me, now that it's the beginning of the year and I'm reflecting back, I'm going, wow, I actually accomplished more than I really set out to accomplish, even though there were all these roadblocks put in my way. And that leads me to my final thought on why you need to have a five-year plan. Because I think you're more likely to achieve what you want if you plan to get there. Because if you don't plan how to get there, you're just going to be wandering in the woods, dude. Trust me. Seen it, know it, understand it. When we come back from the break, I'm going to get more into what you need to do for a five-year plan. Stick around.
One of the things I'd like to get across is that your whole life you wanted to make a change, right? But you never had the time? This might be it, because we have online education that you can get involved in.
We're now going to bring the free workshop to the entire country and really the world. Anybody who is interested can participate in that. We're going to live stream that free workshop and have people online with you on the live stream, talking with you, answering questions, interacting. You're really going to get a great feel for the Lifestyles community from this. And you can register for that. So if you want to find out about us, this is a great way to take a look at us and what we do.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the seven principles we teach to run our businesses and provide for our families. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. That's LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. So on today's show, I'm talking about the concept of a five-year plan and why I think you need to have your own individual five-year plan. Because in my world, five-year planning, I mean, that was beat into my head, and for a very specific reason and purpose, to keep me focused on the objectives of the organization. In my case, that was the United States Army, which is a pretty big organization. Now, I was not the, you know, commander-in-chief of the Army or anything like that. My point is this: five-year plans don't have to be complicated. They don't. I mean, if you've done five-year planning in your organization, you know how detailed and cumbersome those plans can be. And they literally have to have somebody to manage that plan on a daily basis because it becomes this giant monster. But your five-year plan, it doesn't need to be the big hairy beast. It doesn't. It just needs to be something that helps you stay focused on where you're trying to get to. Now, the first thing that you need to do to establish a five-year plan is to get a picture in your head. That's right. Try and formulate what your life is going to look like 5 years from now. You're going to be 5 years older. So when you formulate that picture and you see your face in it, is your hairline receding a little bit? Maybe your belly has gotten a little bit bigger. It happens. I am not poking fun at anybody. I'm just saying 5 years from now, you are not going to be the same person that you are right now. So you need to accept that fact and you need to consider what that looks like. You also need to consider what's very important to you in your life. Now, just to give you an example, for me, family, huge. Huge. And it's even bigger for me now than I was in the military, partially because, well, I'll give you two reasons why. Number one, the last 5 years that I served in the military, I was gone for literally four of them. Yeah, I'd come home maybe for a weekend here or there, but for the most part, I was away from my family, doing the business of the Army. And, you know, that was a big drain on my family. It was a drain on me. And I desire to get that connectivity with my family back. Oddly enough, both of my kids, well, one of them's out of college now. He's actually serving in the Army. And the other one, she's in college right now, and she's away at school. So I don't get to see them very often. But that doesn't mean that they're not on my mind. And I'll tell you what, the things that I do in my life in relation to my five-year plan, and I'll tell you, it is focused on my family. Because I know for a fact that I will not be here 100 years from now. I'm probably not going to be here 50 years from now. Heck, the way my body's breaking down, I don't know how much time I've got. But I'm going to make the most of my time. And, you know, when it ends, it ends. But I'm going to do everything in my power to stay focused on what I'm trying to achieve. So some of the things that I think that are important for you to picture in your mind are, well, there's a concept out there called SMILE. Yeah, I know, it's an acronym. And SMILE stands for social, managing, income, leisure, and energy. And I think those are five different areas that you can actually sit down and picture what your life is going to look like in 5 years. So on the social aspect, will you be in a relationship? I don't know what's going on in your life, in your personal relationship. In my life, yeah, I'll be in a relationship with my wife, who I love very much, who I'm learning to love even more day in and day out. So yeah, that's very important to me. And I love my children. I absolutely love my children. They're very important. So when I do my little vision of me in the future, I'm still going to have a full head of hair. Yeah. Yeah, that's the way it is. But my beard's going to be even grayer. Yeah. And, you know, I'm not going to be as youthful as I am today. And the other thing that I think about with regards to, you know, the social aspect of what my picture looks like is, what will my social life be like? You know, I want my social life filled with like-minded individuals that are focused on doing the things that I am doing to create financial freedom for my family. Because I've achieved retirement. And it didn't come when I retired from the Army. No. Trust me, when I retired from the Army, I was selected for retirement. I was selected for promotion, and then I was selected for retirement. It's just the way the Army operates. You know, it wasn't personal, just the way things worked out for me. I'm the beneficiary of a pension. I earned a pension by serving my country. But that pension only paid me one third of what I was making when I was serving on active duty. So when I physically retired, I was not financially retired. And that was a huge blow to me, my ego, my family. Yeah. And I had to scramble to make things right. So retirement is something that I have achieved. But one of the things that I want in my picture is to be surrounded by like-minded individuals that are investing in real estate, because that is very important to me. Now, the M in SMILE stands for managing. And you decide what managing looks like for you. For me, it's kind of managing the home. You know, where do I want to live in the next 5 years? Do I want to still live where I'm at, or do I want to go someplace else? Yeah, something I need to think about. You know, what are my responsibilities going to be in the household? You know, I don't have kids living at home anymore, so my wife and I have to do all the jobs around the house. Not that the kids did anything. Oh, if they're listening, oh, that's a burn. And what's my family going to look like in 5 years? Now, I know I'm not going to have any more kids. My wife knows that she's not going to have any more kids, but my children are growing older, and they're, you know, at that point where they're going to start developing relationships. So maybe I need to think about the potential for grandchildren. Or maybe it's just, you know, your pets. I've got two dogs right now. Am I still going to have two dogs in 5 years? I don't know. But that's something I need to think about. What is my home life going to look like? And then there's the concept of income. What do you want from your working life? I mean, do you want to keep doing what you're doing because you love what you're doing? Do you want to obtain financial freedom? Do you want to learn how to do the business of real estate so that you can change the path that you're on, because maybe the path that you're on is not getting you to where you're trying to get to. Maybe it doesn't fit into your overall picture, or maybe it's a stepping stone to getting to where you're at. Do you want to be your own boss? Do you want to start a real estate business? Maybe you just want to work for someone else. I don't know. It's your life. You need to figure it out. And along that lines, you need to figure out where your household income will come from. Is it going to come from you working 35, 40, 45 years to get to a point of retirement that society sets for us? Or do you want to retire yourself in 5 years or less by learning how to correctly invest in real estate? Because I'll tell you what, we have multiple members, like all of them, well, not all of them, but you know where I'm going, at Lifestyles Unlimited that have achieved that. And you can achieve it too. We come back, I'll get back into this discussion. Stick around.
As I sit here and read article after article and see TV show after TV show, the normal person out there in the street cannot overcome their fear to get to the analytical part of this whole process. I'm not afraid of, and I'm actually ready for, a recession, a crash of value of anything and everything. Why? It is the opportunity to do incredible stuff. But that's my analytical brain.
The United States has a very strong economy. We will return to our basic economic foundation. This is not going to be the end of the world for everyone. But you do need to take some action. And some actions will be more productive than others. And one of the things that I think you can do now is take this time, like you said, Del. People are going to be sitting at home, and you have a time right now to change your life. Make what you have work for you.
You need to get into Lifestyles right now.
Join us for our free online workshop. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. So if you're just joining us, well, I'll tell you what, I've dropped a lot of information on you. So what you're going to need to do is you're going to need to go to lifestylesunlimited.com and give it a day or so. But this episode will be posted on lifestylesunlimited.com under our, we call it our radio section, and that's all of our radio shows get converted into podcasts for you to listen to at your leisure. You know, you can also subscribe to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show through many of those mediums that are out there. Like, I subscribe to Spotify. I'm not promoting Spotify. I'm just saying that you can subscribe to this show on Spotify, and when those podcasts are released, they'll be made available to you. I mean, TuneIn app does it, and iHeartRadio does it. I think all of them pretty much do it by now. So my point is this: the information that I'm sharing with you is information that you need to consider, because you have 1,825 days to figure out what the future looks like for you. And what I was doing in the last segment, I was giving you an idea of the picture that you need to frame in your mind with regards to what does your life look like in the next 5 years. And I was using an acronym called SMILE. And SMILE really just stands for take into consideration your social aspect, take into consideration managing whatever it is you want to manage. For me, it's managing the home. Okay. I believe very much in the home office and managing my home from that. Another thing you need to consider is, you know, your income. Where will you derive your income from? Do you want to keep working? You know, and there's nothing wrong with working. Don't get me wrong. I'm not here telling you, you need to stop working. Stop working and invest in real estate. Nah, that's stupid. Don't do that. But what I am saying is this: real estate has the potential to make dramatic changes in your life financially. And in order for you to get to where you think you want to be in 5 years, real estate can help you get there if you know how to do it correctly. That's just the way it is. There's a lot of incorrect ways to do real estate. And all the horror stories that you hear out there about people that got burned in real estate were usually from people that didn't know what they were doing. And that's why our organization, Lifestyles Unlimited, exists. We teach a methodology that is time-tested and proven that works, whether you're investing in single family, whether you're investing in multifamily. It's the way it is. Now, let's get back to the SMILE acronym because I want to finish painting that picture in your mind. So, leisure. What does leisure look like for you in 5 years? I mean, maybe today you're just, man, it's like, man, it's the first full week back at work after the New Year's, you know. I already feel like I've already burned through all the rest that I got, you know, over the New Year's break, you know, and it's just back to the grind. Do you even have time for leisure right now? Is leisure even calculated into what you do today? Whether it is or it isn't, you need to sit back and think about, what does that look like? What happens to me when I buy back my time, one property at a time, and I get to that point of retirement where I can make that decision as to whether I work or I don't work? What do I do with all that free time? Where will I spend that free time? I'll tell you, that's one of the things my wife has been grappling with. Because when we do our 5-year plans, we do it together. Because we have a solid relationship. We're the yin and the yang to each other. And she was a stay-at-home mom since my son was born. He was the firstborn. And we made an informed decision that she would stay home and raise our children because we didn't want other people imprinting their values onto our kids. I think that's one of the biggest problems in society right now. You know, people wonder why are my kids behaving the way they are? I don't know. Maybe it's because both of you work and you don't spend enough time with your kids. I don't know. I'm not poking fun at you. I'm not poking you in the chest. I'm just making an observation. So in our world, we decided to forgo the income that she could provide to our household in favor of our children. Well, now that our children are all grown, one's out of college, one's almost done with college, we're empty nesters. She's got a lot of free time in her hands because she's not focused on our kids anymore. I mean, she still focuses on them, but I mean, they're not around us anymore. We don't have to do the things that are necessary to, you know where I'm going. So part of her 5-year plan has been to work on things that are important to her. Personal pursuits, personal growth. She's running for a board of directors because she wants to give back to the organization because that organization has an impact on us as a family. And she wants to make sure that the right decisions are made by that organization. So that's one of the things that, you know, she has formulated is that she wants to serve and help other people. And, you know, let's get back to you, though. What about those things that you've been putting off in life? You know what I'm talking about. You know, those things that you wanted to do when you were growing up, when you were in high school. You know, remember those things? I want to do this, I want to do this, then I want to do this, I want to do this. And then all of a sudden you wind up in the workforce following society's plan and you're working diligently, you're working very hard, you're putting in a lot of hours, and you don't have a lot of leisure time. And if you've got young kids, you have absolutely no time. And I know this because I've had young kids. So maybe you want to take up a new hobby or learn a new skill. Maybe that's something that you put in that picture. And I think the other thing, the E in SMILE, is very important. See, the E stands for energy. And it kind of gets back to the concept of what will you look like in 5 years? Now, you're going to age 5 years. Your body is going to be 5 years older. There are going to be physical changes that occur to your body. Whether you're a man, you're a woman, doesn't matter. that change is going to occur. So how do you want to look? How do you want to feel? Maybe you want to focus on building back your health, because maybe, you know, the crazy hours you've been working and the stress you've been dealing with in the workplace is taking a toll on you, and you want to turn that around. So maybe in 5 years, you want to be to a point of retirement, financial retirement, so that you get control of your life back. And how's that going to make you feel? Yeah, stuff for you to think about. And what about doing things for other people? Do you believe in charity? Do you believe in volunteering? Do you believe in caring for others, helping other people? And what does that look like for you? I will tell you, I do this radio show because I actually care about you. I want to share with you the things that I have learned through my experience so that you get the insight that there is a different path that you can follow. There's a completely different path you can follow. That what you're doing right now doesn't have to be forever. But what you do have to do right now is you need to think about what your life is going to look like 1,825 days from today. And do the things that are necessary to figure out what that vision looks like for you. Because that vision is very important. Because it's going to create the framework for your five-year plan. And I'll tell you what I'm going to do. This is a pretty deep topic. So on tomorrow's show, I'm going to get into some of the mechanics of the five-year planning process. But keep in mind, in the next 24 hours, 23 hours technically, I need you to be thinking about what does it look like for you in 1,825 days. And remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
Listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.